Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late. Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Chorus praise and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this
wake
place.
Up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's
welcome
start
to the
show.
Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and I am in Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm speaking into a snowball blue mic on the coffee table of my new friends here in Little Rock, local comedians. Hey, Kayla.
Esmond. Hello, hello.
And Josh Ogle.
Yeah, nailed it.
And we are on a couch enjoying some blue moons
here into the blue mic.
In the afternoon. Right, it's a blue. It is a blue motive. I don't know. We got a genius in the room.
Blue motif?
Motif,
yeah. Thank you. Perhaps I've had a few blue moons before this one. But I am in Little Rock, and I've had a great time. I am about to leave for Wichita. Look at me, Mr. Big Time. and I had a great experience from the beginning when I tried to fly here to one of the most enjoyable evenings, which is when we all met.
Magical night.
Local open mic, the Preserved Moose.
Preserved Moose.
Call it Bullwinkle.
Bullwinkle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We call it Bullwinkle.
For those of you who don't know, I was with headliner Vince Morris.
Very funny dude.
Hilarious guy. And he was driving, we were driving a Jeep. Not like a military Jeep. It was more like a Jeep, Renegade. Or something like that.
How
or
sweet would a military Jeep be driving around Little Rock, though?
If we would have, you imagine you guys came outside, hey, we were like a Hummer.
Oh, it's the Comedy Commandos, run!
Exactly. Marette Lemons, who was our host this weekend.
Also very funny.
Very funny. It was a really good lineup this week.
We had, and I could just say about the whole weekend that the owner of the establishment was there. On the early Saturday show, which I think, you were there. No, you weren't there Saturday night. Look at you, big fan.
I was there second.
Saturday
late
second
show.
All right.
But you were there.
I was there. I did spot the second show. Yeah.
Oh.
But no, it was awesome. I mean, they were both fantastic. I thought they both went really well, except for the one heckler who you dealt with admirably.
Yeah. This lady wanted the first show did really go great.
Oh,
she wanted
she
me, man.
She had nothing but very nice things to say about you.
I got to stop wearing my ox blood suede shoes.
They can't handle it.
They bring out the wild women, man.
They are
I'm like
ready.
Elvis. I'm throwing my shoes to the crowd. No, she was like, her husband was there.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I love the, I'm like, all right.
She was my table.
Really?
And she wrote all over the comment card, where are my drinks?
Oh, boy.
I was like, I was bringing them to you.
You drank them already, lady.
Why is my beer empty? and it was interesting, and they eventually got, told her to leave.
Yeah, she got tabbed out. She was, she got upset because I wouldn't serve her anymore because she was... Well past where I should,
really?
Oh,
you had to cut her off.
Yeah, I had to cut her off, and she was upset about that. And it went downhill from there.
Yeah. And, when this is transpiring on stage, it's almost like, my first instinct, to me, it's like a natural instinct. It's like when you find a bear in the woods. This is like the same thing. It's like when you're in that situation, you're supposed to almost ignore it. Because it may be bothering you more than anybody else in the room.
Right.
Yeah.
At that moment. But then, the young guy with no sleeves and the muscle T-shirt, with his older wife, right? He was with a woman that was, he's like 10-year difference, and he was like, "Fuck, I'm just glad to be American. I don't know what the fuck." But
He builds fences and gates.
Yeah, that's right. That's his company.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Builds gates and fences.
They were drunk, too, but they were being fine for the most part.
They were composed.
They had their shit together.
If you can handle your alcohol, I'm not here to judge you for being an alcoholic. Right. I get it. I'm here to judge you for being a lightweight. You need to get out of the club.
Getting all sloppy.
Yeah, handle your shit.
You know, people
get
sloppy.
Handle your shit.
My brother, one of my brothers is a problem drinker. Because every time he drinks, it's a fucking problem. It's simple. You know what I mean? Yeah, you can't drink. Yeah. You act like a fucking buffoon. It's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yeah.
But, you know, so you're in that moment. It was funny because I think when she was leaving, I got everybody to clap.
Yeah.
Like, let her really piss her off. I said, on the count of three, and she was walking out. Like, you heard the funniest fucking thing in the world. And everybody just fucking lit it up. Right? One, two, three. Ah! That went nuts. We had a bigger crowd, though, at the late show on Saturday.
Yeah, it was a pretty sizable crowd, and they were into it. They were definitely into the comedy. They were excited to be there, and I appreciated that. That was cool.
Fuck yeah. It's always good when the crowd's sitting there listening.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the best part of the trip was the owner was there on the early show. I felt good. You know, accomplishment.
Yeah, he really enjoyed it. I saw him laughing a bunch. Yeah, and he had his girlfriend with him.
Okay. Yeah.
And she was laughing too. Yeah. So that's always a good sign.
He did introduce her right away. I thought that was odd. Like, you're like, as a woman, you know, if you're...
Are you kidding me? Around comedians?
Isn't that a big thing? Like, let's say, you know, you meet somebody and you're with the guy that knows him and that's your boyfriend or whatever, and they come up and they go, "Hi, Josh, how you doing?" And you're sitting there like, you know, and meanwhile, we're all talking, "Oh, yeah, remember Thursday?" And you're sitting there like, what the fuck? Right? Doesn't that upset you?
I'm like, hello?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I would never introduce my girlfriend to a comedian.
Really?
I don't trust you.
They're
going
to try to fuck her right away.
He's an asshole. You want to go out and meet him tomorrow night with the girls? Which is interesting. I don't know if it's part, but, you know, I'm sure, you know, you guys are a couple.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, let's get back to storyline here, which is, to me, the zenith of the whole week. So we're in the car, we're in the Jeep, right? And we're like, okay, we're pulling up. The navigation takes us to a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And we're starting to look around. Well, where are we going? You know, we're almost there. You see the thing coming up on the navigation. Well, it's a house.
Yep.
And then either Vince or Merritt said, I think this is one of those house parties. You know, it's like, I'm like, all right. And I'm right there, I was in. I'm like, all right, fuck. You know, what am I going to do? Go back to the house? I'm going to go back to the comedy condo?
You can't quit now. You've come too far.
You know what I mean? They get Moses in the 39th year would have went, you know what? Maybe I was wrong. But... You know what I'm saying? So we got out of the car. We walk through there's a light, the moose, you know, and we go down there and we walk in, and it's a freestanding building.
Yeah.
That is designed with a stage and to look like a barn mm-hmm. of a moose lodge, and a bar in there. Which no, you don't pay for your booze.
Strictly donations.
It's a donation.
Yes.
Right.
But there's free booze.
There is no. There is no alcohol sold, a drop.
I'm not saying that I didn't drink a lot that night, but for a while there, I thought I threw one of my $100 bills in there, and I felt like a moron looking at the thing like, fuck, man, I love this place, but $100? What am I doing?
If that happens, do you leave it, or do you try to sneak it back out?
No.
You can't.
I'm sitting there, I got called with, hey, what's going on? You know, I'm just checking the thing.
And again, you've come too far.
Yeah, I've got my hand in the cookie jar.
Busted.
At someone else's house.
Exactly. So, but I went to the bartender. What's his name? I remember his name.
Ted.
Jason.
Jason. Very cool dude. Right? That's the first thing I said. I said to him, I said, hey, you know, how much do I owe you? He's like, pointed at the tip jar. I said, hey, what if, like, you know, so I dropped $10. Boom. Got the drinks. But it, listen, I was drinking. And and so we ended up going up and, listen, as a comic, I got to work out new shit.
It's a great place to... It's my absolute favorite place to go and first try out a premise.
The preserved moose?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bullwinkles? but...
Blame Little Rock.
Yeah. And Bulls. We, you know, and as a comic, you just... Listen, I flew there. I dealt with I'm in the airport. I think I'm jinxed. Because my first Looney Big gig, I went to Oklahoma City last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I was on the tarmac, on the plane, everything's going, it's a bad storm. I'm like, oh, you know, I'm nervous as it is. Well, we're going back, we can't take off. But now we're sitting on the tarmac. I'm like, you know what? Get me the fuck off the plane. On my phone, I've got a flight from United in the morning at 6. Get me home. I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to fly off into a fucking monsoon. You know, I'm gonna die in an airplane for like a fucking $500 gig. Gotta set my priorities.
I ain't dying for no show.
Well,
that's what I try to remind myself every time I'm going 120 miles speeding towards right. like a gig that I'm late for.
By the way, Merritt, fucking horrible driver. Merritt, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I love you, babe. But you're, oh, you know, I had a whole, you know, I think I left my fingerprints in the armrest. You know, and you know, I don't know. I'm a spoiled bitch. You know, I have a nice four wheel drive, all wheel drive Volvo, uh-huh. you know, not upper model, you know, comfy. All wheel, you know.
So the Jeep Renegade wasn't good enough for you?
That was good. The Jeep, the Jeep Renegade, all wheels felt like they were on tight. I can just say that much about. Anyway, it was a good time. Now, the interesting thing of the open mic. How long has that been going on there?
That's been about 5 months, yeah. 6 months now.
Less than a year, yeah.
Yeah, it hasn't been going that long, but it is, because you can throw out premises and kind of work them out in the moment, and sometimes it's not like they're heckling, because it's pretty much just fellow comedians. Sometimes right. someone will yell out a tag that's, like, perfect, and it's a
Now, you weren't
nice
there
workshop.
When we first got there. You
no,
weren't there.
We were not there.
No, we yeah. got there late, because we were picking up DaVinci, the guy who put on the roast battle. Right. We were picking him up in Conway.
Conway, yeah.
Yeah. It's so funny. She's on, somebody mentioned, like, you should have been here on time. She says, yeah, you got to pick up DaVinci next time, bitch. And, you know, and right,
we love DaVinci,
and we're sitting there, we're drinking booze and everything, we're hanging out, and it was funny because you know, right away, Marit says, "Let's get up." I said, "Fuck yeah, I want
yeah.
to tell my new dog joke."
Nice.
I told my dog joke that night, mm-hmm. my blind dog.
Yeah,
and yeah, my dog's blind. Now I have to find her a seeing eye person. Stupid.
That's what it's about.
But that's what that, you know, so we got to do that. So, yeah. And you know, as a comic, though, I was so depressed that I couldn't go on stage that night after going through all that shit
mm-hmm.
to get there and then get to the place and have a nice shirt and, you know, like, I'm ready, excited to get. You ever feel that way?
Right. No, totally.
Yeah.
The anticipation.
It always
of going
blows
up.
To get a, you know.
Right? Isn't that the most exciting part?
To get performance blue balls, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're all pumped up and amped up and ready for it.
Now,
it
you were amped
happen.
Up last night. They had a roast on Sunday night. I'm still in town, and, you know, I walk in and go, hey, do I got to pay? And like, no, oh, you know. And which one of the things I think is nice about the Looney Bin is the comics that go to the shows don't have to pay to see the show.
Mm-hmm.
I think every
It benefits
comic,
everybody to watch when the comedians watch comedy as much as they can.
Right. It should almost be like, you know, if you want to be part of the scene, let's experience this.
Yeah.
Because there are some clubs that charge. Which I, you know, I always found interesting, but that was pretty cool. So, you know, it was funny for me because I'm standing there and I'm not in it. You know, I used to be I was a professional Muay Thai kickboxer. Sometimes you go to an event, you're sitting there and you see the other teams, and you're like, you know, you're all tense and shit. You're getting, you know, if you get your head knocked off. But I get it was as a battle. It was funny to watch the comics looking at each other last night. And the way they dressed,
mm-hmm.
and their, you know what I mean, how they wanted to, you know, win over the crowd. And. And it was fun sitting in the back. And I don't want to brag, but Kayla won. And, you know, and listen, here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, mm-hmm. the previous winner, Josh,
yep.
is also from last.
Yeah.
We are
yeah.
both winners. We are one for one.
You had shit. You didn't, like, some people come out and then done on a roast.
I had strategically planned the order that I was going to drop those in. And I was going to save moments that I thought were... stronger. I was trying to save those in the first round and go, like, do my harshest ones for the people that I thought might get out in the first round.
Right.
Like I was
insult sniper over here.
I was trying, like, I dressed very differently than how I usually do. I wore a dress. I don't know if any of these people have seen me just, like, yeah. straight up in
Why are you
a nice
laughing?
Little
Her
dress.
Roommate's laughing.
Yeah. My roommate's here. And she's like, yeah, yeah. I yeah. usually dress like a drunk hippie because I am a drunk hippie.
Yeah.
So I usually look dirty and stoned.
Now,
so I looked clean and presentable, and it fucked
it was,
them all
It was
up.
An interesting array as I looked upon the stage of all the comics. It looked like a really bad Marvel comic. You know what I mean? It was always like I was looking at, here's the fucking Undependables. You know what I mean? This is the Undependable comedy tour or the Marvel team. But, you know, but it was fun, and there was some, you know, it was interesting. But Listen, you never want to get anybody in trouble, but somebody got upset at the roast.
Oh,
and, you
yes.
know, like on my 50th birthday party in April, we had a roast or boast on my 50th birthday party. I asked some, you know, a few comics to come and to do it. And, you know, give a chance, roast or boast. Some people you don't want to fuck with. You know what I mean? Some people, because if I get roasted, that just means I'm going to come back. It's like in martial arts, when you spar, basically, you learn how to hit somebody as hard as they hit you.
Yeah.
So when you they hit, okay, that's what we're going. Dictate the pace. So I didn't hear anything. Now, there was a transgender on stage. Is that really a transgender?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she had a look. Wow. I mean, oh, the face struck me before anybody said anything. And then I'm like, oh, thank God.
She was kicking ass last year.
She did well.
She had some really good material.
Yeah.
She stepped up. She started a little slow, and then she came through a little hard.
But it was interesting to see the roast that coming out of everybody. I was a little disappointed. Nobody hurt my feelings at any point. Like, at no point was I just upset.
I keep hoping somebody's going to cry at one of these things.
I really want somebody to make me cry. I'm such a narcissist that, like, even insults just make me more powerful because I'm like, you said my name. You paid attention to me to
insult
me.
Taking notice.
You're only feeding ego.
And when I turned 30, there was a mantra in my life, which was to know oneself is to know God. Whether you believe in God or you believe it as a point of enlightenment, it is, you know, the point is if you know everything you're incapable of, you know, as well as the things you are capable of, and come down and accept it, it's a pretty good place to be. Mm. Because, you know, if somebody says something, you're not rocked by it because you already know that. Yeah. You're not challenging that in your own head. You're like, I'm not that fat. You know, I'm like, you know, I'm not that poor, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah,
right. You know, you're not going to take offended because you know who the fuck you are.
Yeah. Right.
It's some fucking knucklehead that's pointing it out from the internet because that's why it doesn't matter. That's the best part about a roast. That's the best part about a roast. Problem is, that's a fucking comedy club. Damn it. I shouldn't answer it.
Are you able to pause? Let's put it on speaker.
No. All right, so see, that's when you're in the biz long, and I was like, fuck it, they can wait. No, I'm only kidding.
They can leave a message. I'm busy.
I hope so.
You're working. You're doing your podcast.
All important.
They can wait till you're done working.
That's right. I'm committed. I got the blue ball. Well,
the
I got
ball
the blue.
Just hanging out.
Listen, it's been a week and a half. I haven't seen my wife. Yeah, it's getting rough, but I'm holding back. I'm holding back, honey. I'm holding back. I'm coming in with it like something that can get 8 women pregnant. I'll be ready. Listen. Right. You ever go like? Well, you know, I'm sure she doesn't let you do that. But now these guys, as comics, I don't know if you guys are dating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And make this fun. You know, there's a lot of interesting parts of the story. Number one, you are a bisexual woman.
Yes.
And you are a heterosexual dude.
Yeah, nailed
yeah.
it.
Right. Yeah, you want to think about
there
that?
There was such a pause there. I appreciate that because you deeply questioned the answer.
What the fuck?
I haven't seen Dougie every night this week, but I've hung out with him quite a bit.
Okay.
We've talked a lot, and so the sentence ended, but I was like, there's going to be more. There's going to be a gig or a bit. Yeah. But it didn't happen.
No, I'm just being professional on my podcast.
I'm sorry.
No, it's really nice being in a, like... in a relationship with someone whose comedy I love and respect, because it's fun to write with him.
Right.
Yeah, and so it provides a lot of really nice, like, writing situations where you have somebody to bounce something off of. And it definitely gave me an advantage that I had him to bounce roasts off of.
Yeah.
You made it a fat joke? What the fuck?
You should be off.
No, I would say this at the open mic at the Moose.
Yeah,
you know, I tweeted, this is a funny fucking kid. You know,
he's fucking hilarious. Josh is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, we were back there. All of us were fucking laughing. The three of us, we were just this fucking guy's great. You know,
I'm glad you guys enjoyed it because so I was, you know, Facebook Living part of the show for Kayla, I might add. And so,
to promote a show that we're both in, might I add,
anyways.
Trying to make us money, you're welcome. Carry on.
Okay, thank you.
You're telling an attorney that, by the way.
Right?
It's like telling a librarian to shut up.
So, we, I'm holding the phone in one hand, and the headliner, Vince, goes up, and because I'm holding the phone, I don't clap. Like, I just don't. I just keep going. And he starts giving me shit about it.
He looked at you pissed off, man. Yeah.
And I stone-faced him a little bit, but then I laughed, you know. And you had called me out, too, and I don't know why. Like, I don't know what
he
it was about
cute.
Me that night.
He called you
he
cute.
He did. He said, what a beautiful crowd. Except for this guy. He's just cute, which I
yeah,
enjoyed.
I think he's just cute.
That and, was silly.
So I was like, man, these guys already hate my guts and haven't even heard my shitty comedy yet.
You're giving up there. Yeah, that was funny, dude. No, right off the bat, man. You handled it because you fucking brought it all up. And, you know, to me, sometimes an open mic, to me, is the best opportunity to break into a roast. You know, when you got all comics in the room and everybody's there, you know, I did that a few times. We got things started and the people got ruffled, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, but listen, I don't know how it is here, but if I go to an open mic after 2 or 3 years and I see the person still doing the same fucking 7-8 minutes.
It's the worst.
You know, I'm like, do you want to start making model airplanes or something,
it's,
dude?
So you got well, it's like
watching
'70s
porn.
No, it's frustrating.
Thanks for the contribution to our spectators of the Wake Up Lady Dog Show podcast.
No, it's frustrating because at a certain point, like it's I think sometimes it's because people are scared of bombing. They found these few jokes that like kill every time, and they just want to stick to that forever.
Out.
And because like, if you never have a joke go south on
I got
it,
two
you're
words
not riding
for you.
Enough.
REO Speedwagon. That's it. You know. Well,
so,
you guys don't know the band.
I know the band.
I
they
know
play
Mario Speedway. Oh, you're
I
fine here.
A kimono. I'm taking it. I'm stuck to it.
But what I was going to say, it doesn't necessarily bother me like when it's the same people doing the same stuff over and over again. But when it's somebody that is doing the same 5 minutes a year and a half later, but they keep saying they want to do it as a job, as a career.
Right.
Like, I don't care if you're a hobbyist. No. But
yeah.
Say you're
yeah.
a hobbyist. Admit that you're just doing it as a hobby and because you like it, and that's fine.
Yeah, have fun with it and stuff. Yeah. But you know what? You know, one of our local comics commented about, like, it's clogging up the system, you know, or stage time and stuff. And I'm like, you know, I don't, it just gets crazy. But, you know, how's the scene here? It seems like everybody's pretty cool and tight.
It's
for the most part.
I think it's really nice for the most part. It's fairly supportive.
You guys seem a little your ass is clenched up there a little bit. Did I experience that myself? You guys got a little like
there
well,
are people,
this one fucking asshole.
There are a couple of people that like you know.
There are people that don't get along with other people,
right.
But they all avoid each other now.
Yeah.
When it was first starting up, because our scene's not really that old.
Yeah.
And people have kind of figured out who doesn't want to be around who, and they kind of avoid each other, and that's...
Keep their distance.
I have a problem, because I'm a bit of an asshole, and I've been writing roasts for the last month and a half, so, like, I've had a little bit of a problem censoring myself occasionally around other comics, because I've just been in that mode.
You can't stop.
Well, I mean, I'm just... So sometimes I don't always get along with other people. Because I don't like joke thieves.
Yeah, yeah.
It just frustrates me, man. If I've
you
seen your joke
it?
On six memes, like, meh.
The expression internet comic?
Yeah.
Yeah. Had a local comic accuse me of that. And we had a roast each other,
uh-huh.
And that's all he kept bringing up.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, you know, one of the things I ever said was, he goes, this particular person complains I'm a hack and comic and comedy clubs hire hacks. I go, I don't know if that's true, but if I can tell you who they're not hiring. That fucking guy. At least one of us
that's
are working.
That's the best roast.
It's the best way to close it out. Speaking of that, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm here at Kayla
Esmond.
Kayla Esmond. I told you it's going to fuck me up. Josh Ogle.
Nailed it.
Yours is so easy.
Yeah, it's like choking on like a cough drop. Like Josh Ogle. something like that. See, that's how I remember. I'm still... Was it again? I'm so fucked. Edmund.
Esmond. Kayla Esmond.
Esmond.
I should really mess with you.
Can we write it on the side of the blue moon Belgian white?
Yeah,
just
for
write
sure.
Blue, just, so
oh,
thought, you know.
My roommate is on it. Shelby is on it. She's a woman of action.
Boom.
And I respect that.
She's like... she should be on that show with the guys that are all smart.
Oh, Mystery Science Theater 3000?
No, not that one.
Scrubs? They canceled that show.
Fucking... The genius guys. Okay, thank you. I'm going to hold it here as a cue card. All right, we'll be back with What You Need to Know after this. Hey, this is Dougie Almeida from the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Why don't you come out and see a show? You can catch me April 20th to the 23rd at the Comedy Catch in Chattanooga, Tennessee. On May 3rd through the 6th, I'll be at the Looney Bin in Little Rock, Arkansas. May 10th to the 13th, I'll be at the Looney Bin in Wichita, Kansas. May 19th, I'll be at the Claremont Performing Arts Center in Claremont, Florida. May 31st, at the Mississippi Moon Bar at the Diamond Joe Casino in Dubuque, Iowa. And on June 1st to the 3rd,
I'll be at Penguins Comedy Club in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. And remember, we want to make you laugh, so come on out and enjoy live comedy anywhere you possibly can. Thanks for listening, guys, and now back to the show.
This is Ciro Dobrik on the Waking Up Late with Dougie show. Let's get wild and crazy and talk about comedy.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida.
Where's my cue card?
And here with Kayla Esmond.
Yeah, there it was.
And Josh Johnson.
You were so close to going 3 for 3.
Damn. Josh Ogle, of course. Nailed very it. Funny comics here in the Little Rock area where had a great week. I'm actually going to Wichita. I'm driving to Wichita tomorrow, actually in the same type of Jeep.
Okay. Oh, nice. You had great shows this last week.
I got a great, that's the best part.
Keep,
you know,
keep it on rolling.
I wish I would have recorded more of it. I didn't record any of it. But, to me, I'm just working. Yeah, to me, I'm just putting it in, you know.
I'm in a constant state of regret for not, I never record this. Yeah. Anytime I have a great set, it's always the one that I forgot to record.
Well, the best part about this stuff is like an updated version. Like, as a comic, and I talked to some of the comics last night, I said, you know, get into these satellites, like, you know, you guys have the World Series of Comedy here, but get into these satellites and go, like, when I got work because I went to several of the World Series of Comedy satellites. I went to Zanies, I went to, you know, I went to Chattanooga Comedy Catch, I went to, you know, I went to these places so that they could see me and then get work. I don't give a shit if I win. You know, I just gotta go there and be funny. I can't go in there and suck.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you gotta go there and you go talk to, you know, talk to the guy and get a job, and that's why you do it, you know. But more importantly, you work on those short, you work on your 5 to 7 minute sets, and that's where it all starts, right?
Small chunks. Yeah.
How much time you got there, Josh?
I'm not sure, honestly. I probably a feature amount.
Yeah.
I'm pretty comfortable doing 25-30 minute sets regularly, so. And I swap stuff out with that, so I'm not really sure, honestly.
I changed it up a little bit. I wasn't always the same show. Do you remember any of that?
Yeah. I told Cuban joke one night. Yeah, I saw your sets change every night.
Tell my Cuban jokes. And I actually was fun because Vince and I were talking about my wet fact joke. And I actually, in this place, I changed the joke.
Okay.
Because to me, It's not a racial joke, but it's too strong on the verbiage to not be interpreted or something. So I changed it from my punchline. Basically, I come back, my wife comes back with a Mexican. You know, I changed to my wife comes back with a guy named Juan.
Yeah.
Right, and it softened it up.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And when I told the joke the first time that night, because Vince and I had talked about it, he laughed his fucking ass off. he was happy, like he gave birth.
That's
It's always cool when comics help you.
There's nothing like, I almost enjoy watching other comics like succeed with jokes that I feel like I helped with a little bit.
Right.
More than I enjoy my own jokes doing well, because I get to like actually react to it going well backstage. When I'm like, yes, I helped write that, and you do get to do a little dance that you don't get to do when you're actually performing it.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people that wrote music that wouldn't feel the same way. That's my line, man. What are you fucking talking about? It's the Beatles. Oh, man, it's mine. I fucking wrote it in the club that night. Here's our segment, What You Need to Know, or thinking about making What You Need to Know, What You Should Know. Mm-hmm. At Dougie Dangerous, I tweeted earlier, you seem to be excited about it, but I'm hoping, I haven't got any retweets yet, so I'm disappointed. Things You Need to Know, under hashtag Things You Need to Do, it's never a good idea to perform oral on a hooker, or hashtag hooker. You guys helped me write that, so if it sucks, you guys can share the fucking blame.
I picked hashtag hooker over hashtag stripper hooker. You're correct.
You guys, this is categorized as more useful than funny.
Yeah, okay.
That is
now you
great
tell me.
Point from the audience.
Now she tells me. All right.
Studio audience this evening.
Here's our first thing that you need to know, because this just tells you how man, 91 years old, died happy after family told him Trump was being impeached.
Aww.
It was in the obituary.
That's
Good way to send Dad off to the fucking Never Never Land. Tell him a fucking lie.
I guess you love your family member enough to, like, if that's the thing that they want most in the world, you lie to them before it happens.
But whatever. Out of all the things...
What does it matter? They're gone.
Out of all the things... Listen, if I'm 91 and that's what I'm worried about, I would be thinking, why don't you just tell me that, 75 chicks are coming over. you know what I'm saying? They're going to help me with my burial process. I don't know.
Well, I mean, what if heaven, he gets up there and like, if you want to go in, you got to answer 3 questions.
Yeah, who's the president? One of them is, who's the president of the United States? Exactly. Clinton starts walking. Excuse me, sir. Step back. What? My fucking kid's doing me. That's fucking hilarious. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But that's why... believing it was the most humane thing to do, the family of an Iowa non-Nigerian told the dying man President Trump was impeached. Corliss Gilchrist died on Wednesday at 91. God bless him. Just a few people before his 92nd birthday, according to his obituary.
Oof.
Yeah. You know, anything... you guys know how you want to be taken care of when you die? You're going to be cremated, buried? What are you going to do, hang from a tree?
I want to be turned into a tree. They can do this thing where put you in a little pod where you...
Life goes on.
Well, mostly, I feel
wouldn't
like...
Wouldn't that suck if you were in the fucking tree?
That would be terrible.
You're actually stuck in the tree and you couldn't go anywhere. Like, that would be terrible. Did somebody get me a sandwich?
But I figure I would be more useful as a tree than I've really ever been as a person.
Yeah.
Because I would at least provide oxygen to people. I could finally contribute.
I do not care. I'm going to tell my family, do whatever the cheapest, shittiest thing is.
Really?
Do that. I don't care.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm not overly concerned with what happens to me when I die.
I got one that's pretty good. Like. I got one that's pretty good. I want to, I played soccer. It was a big part of my life. It got me through college and all that shit. And so I think I wouldn't mind having my ashes spread on the goal line of Manchester United's
That would be really cool.
If you spread there in the goal box and, like, protect the goal.
Oh, that's really cool.
Right? So it's pretty cool. Right?
What if you end up in the goal? The same.
Huh?
What if you end up... Like,
can you imagine if the next game there's a guy like running, he's got a goal, he's about to score, and he goes and fucking goes to kick the ball in, all of a sudden he trips.
That's just somehow you in the afterlife, man. It's you in the afterlife.
And for like 3 years, nobody scores on that fucking team. I'd be the most. I'd be like the best goalkeeper ever that ever never lived. Something like that. But it's interesting when things like that happen. But good for you, buddy. Glad that your kids are fucking liars.
At 91, they're
now,
on your face.
This is crazy, now I see people ask me, how do you have a team that pick it? No, the team is me, okay? I pick it, that's what I do. And these bouncy houses, these people that take their kids to these fucking parties and they put them in these bouncy houses, if you live anywhere in a tornado belt, anybody ever invites you to a house with a bouncy house, you know what I mean? Just unfriend them. And,
oh,
you know what
I mean? A way to go, though. What a way to go. I take it back. If I ever get truly, truly decrepitly old, I want my family to ceremoniously put me into a bouncy castle.
Yeah.
Like, with a tornado coming at it in a just Southern Viking Bible Belt send-off.
And 14 ninja swords.
And, yeah, and just, like, snap in the way. It'd be beautiful. That'd be beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm working a different mic. But here's the story. 6-year-old.
Oh, no, I hate that.
Girl dies from bouncy castle.
No.
Castle. Where's my blue moon? A day of fun turned into a morning in Spain. En España. Oh, coño.
Oh, in Spain.
In España.
Mi familia están ahí.
By an exploding...
When a 6-year-old girl was killed by an exploding bouncy castle.
Okay, so we can't put this on all bouncy castles, just the ones that
what
are explosive.
What was wrong with that bouncy castle? Did Samsung make it? I don't...
It was rented by an ISIS family.
Oh, no! That would be
the bouncy castle shouted out.
I'm sorry, I didn't put bouncy. It's supposed to be Boom Boom Castle.
Oh, no.
It's horrible.
That sounds like an interesting, like, Northern Indian accent.
I don't know what it was. I'm working on those, you know.
I've found recently that I can't do most accents. I can only really do Irish and British accents. Other than that, it starts to sound just, like, not acceptable for a white woman.
you can actually do some British.
A little bit. Well, I do have I have a degree in musical theatre, so...
What?
A lot of Cockney.
What the fuck you say?
A lot of Cockney.
Excuse me.
I've got a lot of
all right. Accent. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
So. Yeah. Yeah, because I'm Southern, and we do horrible. Ooh. We're Southern. Southerners are known for putting on bad British productions.
How's the phone?
Well, if you mix a British accent and a Southern accent, you get Australian, right? Yeah.
So. Well, in all fairness, the Brits tried to do Oklahoma, like 15 years ago, and they butcher the Southern accent, so it goes both ways.
So you do any voices?
Not really. Don't do any voices.
I'm trying to throw in more of my English guy, like with the soccer stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm working on a bit where it's like sometimes the coaches in Europe are really honest. You know, it's like, well, you know, our team lost today because, well, they have better players. The team is much better than our team. The player Lucy look at them. The way they run, they're fast, they stop the ball. You know, they have much more money and much better field. And that's the field, you know, beautiful field. The coach, he's better looking than me. Look at him. He's handsome. He stands. He's in shape. I look like I just came home from a party. You know what I mean? You know, of course we lost. My wife just left me. His wife, she doesn't care. She'll share. All right. That's where I get lost. You know, there's nothing funner, like we were talking about earlier before the show, about material, like sometimes... Uh-huh. Sometimes in the comedy world, there are comics that are touring comics that are doing the same act for basically the same act.
Yeah.
And you know what? I mean, if the act's that great and it's that, you know, you can get, you know, like who wouldn't want to go and hear the Eagles, right? Or Led Zeppelin if they got together, or, you know what I mean? But that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, who wouldn't want to go back and, you know, and like with Dice Clay's back, you know what I mean? Who, you know, his renaissance is here. So, you know, who wouldn't want to see, Seinfeld in another 5 years? You know what I mean? It's just that.
Right.
But you got to turn over material, you know?
I think it depends on kind of the audience that you play to, because if you come back to the same club that relies heavily on regulars year after year after year, at a certain point, they'll stop coming to see the same act.
You think we have regulars here? You think it's more regulars here in this town? It's a smaller town, right?
We do have a lot of regulars. We do have a lot of people that come out every week that are comedy fans, and that this is what they like. This is their hobby. Is
now, by the way,
comedy.
Being that you work there, have the comment cards. Do you think my name showed up a little bit? You think I got a little...
Yeah, the comment cards were very... well, and I'll tell you a secret. If the hello podcasters, you get a secret. If the comment cards are really bad about comedians that the servers like, we throw them out. Like if they're just blatantly rude. Like somebody said they hated the husky blonde this week, talking about Merritt, and I was like, you obviously have no opinion. You are a moron because Merritt is one, a beautiful person, two, a great comedian.
Yeah.
So I toss that because I'm like, no, you don't know what you're talking about. Your opinion does not matter in the conversation.
Yeah. Oops. She did great.
That was written by the people that got kicked out, so they also don't get an opinion.
Well, yeah. She actually asked me while she's getting, can you tell me what you did, what I did to have to get kicked
you
out?
Didn't
and I go,
shut that?
I go, yeah, you couldn't shut the fuck up. I mean, you know, it's just that simple.
You're doing it right now.
Yeah. You guys, that's what I said, right? I said, well, that's exactly right. I said, yeah, well, you're doing it right.
I thought that was great.
That was, you know, listen, God bless something in my brain somewhere that's left.
Well, you were very polite, because she was not being mean to you. Like, let's be clear about that. She was being very, very nice to you.
Well, because there are different kinds of
hecklers. She just kept talking to me
There are different kinds of hecklers. There are the hecklers that want
to,
sit
on my shoes.
There are hecklers that want to hurt your feelings, and then there are these hecklers that, like, think they're helping and keep yelling out stuff that they think is funny, and you're like, shut the hell up. And then there are these hecklers that think they're having a conversation with you.
Yeah, and then the ones that don't mind, they're going to make you have sex with them and have their husband watch.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite hecklers.
Those are the best. She left.
Any of those hecklers, like, you are welcome at my shows anytime. You stop on by.
But it kind of threw me off, and I think I went over a little bit, so I was a little upset about that. But I think someone told me I went about 10 minutes over.
Nah.
But I was, once that happened, I was off. I didn't know where the hell I was.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I felt I had to get things back. Here, yeah, this is always interesting. You talk about good friends. You guys are roommates. You're good friends?
Say, we're friends, yeah.
Really? Not
we have friends, a, but... I would say we have a healthy roommate relationship in that we don't have to see each other too much.
We have a history of undergraduate
right.
and good mutual friends.
Hmm, okay.
So
there's
we
some trust there, but as for, you know.
Out when I moved in.
Yeah, we have a healthy roommate relationship.
Yeah, and I'm sure he's happy with it. Nothing better than coming to a chick's house with two chicks there.
I mean, I'm not.
Listen, I'm just thinking back to when I was a guy. Help me out a little bit. Listen, I've been with.
I'm
you
trying
know.
To think back to when I was a guy.
Yeah, we're getting back to that sexuality question. Woman accused of helping friend kill herself in fiery explosion pleads guilty.
I need so much more information to make a decision on
this. I got an idea. I got this gas can. I'll sit here on my chair. You light it and run.
An Oregon woman admitted to supplying gasoline so her friend could kill herself in a fiery explosion that destroyed their shared mobile home.
That is an awful way to kill yourself. Well, now I'm not buying it.
Well,
now I'm not buying it. Shared mobile home. She killed her friend to get the insurance on that mobile home.
I mean, like, why would you help someone take themselves out in a way that's going to fuck up your home?
Right.
Exactly. This is suspicious as...
More than someone killing themselves in your place.
Edna Bennett, 76, pleaded guilty Friday to being a stupid fuck. To negligent homicide and three counts of first-degree arson relating to the death of Anna Frigine York. Bennett and Frigine York had been friends for 18 years, eight of which were spent living together. I guess they were gay. Right, at least? Can we assume that?
I don't speak for the entire gay community, but according to the Gay Agenda... Section 3, Part 4, Article 7.
Check that,
yes.
Josh.
Yeah, that's spot on.
All right. The Newberg mobile home that went up in flames on June 1st of 2016. Firefighters discovered Frigine York's body and two partially melted gas cans inside the home. She told me to do it.
I'm not buying it. She cheated.
I mean, the devil told me to do it. Like, did she actually hear that voice?
The dog said.
Yeah. He's either Son of Sam.
Oh, you got the reference.
Yeah, I did.
So sexy.
She went on to tell investigators that she purchased and filled six gas cans at different gas stations.
That's so much gas.
In the weeks.
I wonder how much gas it does take to, like, burn you crispy.
And she also got eight slices of pizza for free.
How many car washes?
Exactly. And her car was fucking spotless. Why'd they leave that part out of the story? Yeah. That's why newspapers are losing business.
It's assumed. It's in between the lines.
You know what? That's a great idea. Newspapers should hire more comedians just to write the news. And that way people would read it.
Isn't that BuzzFeed?
That's our podcast. I think that's the idea. Somebody asked me, you know, this is what this Wake Up Late with Dougie show is basically what would happen if comedians wrote the news. We try. Look, we made fun of the bounce house, the poor chick, the poor girl. She died. You know, we called it. It's not a bounce house. It's a boom boom house. That's hilarious. That's podcast humor.
Because we're sensitive.
Exactly.
We're sensitive
this
souls.
Is a podcast. We don't have souls. We're talking into a blue ball.
That's right.
Comedians aren't people.
Yeah. You know, I'm here. Like, I'm leaving tomorrow, and it's great. When you said you want to hang out, I'm like, fuck yeah, let's do a podcast. I'm sitting in the comedy condo. And the worst part about the comedy condo, I'm sleeping in the fucking worst room of the comedy condo.
You picked the worst. You got there first and picked the worst room, which cracks me up.
Call me Gilligan. I walked in, and somehow when they told me, I walked in, they said, take the... She probably said the second room, you know, to the left, which had like a big, nice tube TV.
Yeah. That was your room, yeah.
That was my room. And I thought, well, that must be the headliners. Right, so I went to the next room, which is at a bed. I'm like, I don't give a shit, because basically the living room's nice. Has a big TV and a couch. So I'm like, that's where I'm going to spend my time until I go to sleep.
Yeah.
So I didn't give a shit where I slept. And then you know, Mary came in, you know, so we're like, all right, well, gave her downstairs for the privacy. So she took the
which
headliner
is the
room.
Headliner room.
That's
yeah.
the headliner room. You know, and I'm sleeping in the shitty fucking room. But it all worked out. Did I get to another story? Hold on.
Let's do it.
I don't know.
Oh, we got this lady. No, we got the lady who killed... Yeah, listen.
Yeah.
Okay.
With friends like that. I thought this is a good way to end our segment. Where's my time? Oh, perfect. Got a, you know, heroic thing. I'm a soccer guy, obviously you guys know, and I'm like really into this like women's soccer, and it was this thing about how, you know, they got girls to play soccer, you know, more soccer leagues, women leagues, now you got all these girls with hot legs running around. Thanks.
Nice.
10-year-old girl prize, not young girls, I'm talking about women. I'm a grown man. I'm not a fucking pervert. It's genetics. When they get older, they still have nice legs. It's the best part. 10-year-old girl prize open alligator's mouth to free leg in a Florida lake.
Yes, bitch.
What a fucking, this girl's a hero.
Yes, bitch. That's what I like to hear.
A 10-year-old girl prize opened a alligator's mouth and freed her leg after an animal attacked her during a swimming trip.
That's awesome. Good for her.
Child was about 10 feet away from shore of the Lake Mary Jane near Orlando. Oh, I've been there before. It's nice. When the 8-foot, 9-inch alligator struck, snapping its teeth onto her leg. Now, most kids would just shit their pants at that point and scream for mommy.
That's, wow.
Despite the pain, the girl managed to pry the mouth open and remove her leg before her family members rushed in to help.
She's a badass. Okay, she...
Stand back, you fuckers. I got this.
In the post-apocalyptic world that is coming upon us, she is going to rule us all.
Say,
and I'm not even going
to
be mad at
her
it.
Her family ran over there to pull her off the alligator.
Story goes on. She then put the alligator in a reverse chokehold. and the fucking alligator tapped out and went on its day.
Quickly learned how to yell uncle.
Great fucking, you know, great way to end segment two.
There we
things
go.
You need to know. So when your 10-year-old is crying because they don't have the internet, you know, pull up this story. And you heard it on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Give us credit for your adult parenting skills.
Hashtag tweet at it.
Right. And we're not stopping there. Third segment, we'll come back with Straight from the Headlines, which are stories that you can't help but laugh at. Right after this.
This is the Reverend Bob Levy, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. If you're not, you're probably sleeping, you lazy fucks.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it.
Woo!
Nothing better to do than laugh at other people's sorrows, or just people that are completely stupid.
That professionally.
Yeah, you know, your roommate mentioned something earlier. It's a concept that I've been saying, and it is kind of like a thing when it comes to the Illuminati about there's too many people on this earth. But you know, if you're ever on the road, you know, or walking through a fucking mall, good thing is nobody goes to the mall anymore. Amazon.com, we're on sponsor patron page. Go to the right, click on something, order it. We thank you. You know, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if
no, you don't.
If we didn't have like vaccines and stuff, maybe it'd be better.
Well,
maybe the weakest of us would.
There are people working on that as we speak. Yeah. Right now.
Like, well, you know, we're really pure. So, listen, there's too many people on this earth. There's just that's a thing, you know. I'm not telling everybody to stop having sex. I'm just saying, you know, get better at timing it.
Elon Musk is going to save us all.
He's going to put everything's going to be underground, which you out here at the Ozarks should already know there's a big underground world under here.
I have neutered cats instead of kids, so I feel like I'm helping. I feel like I'm reducing my carbon footprint as I go. Yeah.
I like to save water. I stop masturbating in the shower.
Ah, that'll help.
It helps a lot. Trust me. It's a big...
gallons of water. That,
when I go walk to the beach, fucking... fish jump out of the water and go, thanks, buddy. That's how much it helps. Mayor charged with corruption hosts crews to pay for his legal fees. This guy's good at what he does.
Okay. Mayor of where? Because I feel like that's really going to determine how pissed I am.
You know, we talk about jokes and stuff, but you remember the, what was that, AshleyMadison.com?
Yes, yeah, that leak happened?
Yeah. And supposedly all these, you know, there was only 3 zip codes or 4 zip codes in the entire U.S. that did not have any.
Oh, wow.
Just 3.
I'm impressed that there were any.
And, of course, two of them are in fucking Alaska.
Oh, that makes sense.
How can you get a dating service in Alaska with a population of 14 in a fucking city? You know, you go to meet the person at the local fish
it's
fry.
It's your cousin.
Fry.
Fuck.
It's also no married people.
No, it's teak. Patterson, New Jersey. A New Jersey mayor facing corruption charges has
New
hosted
Jersey.
A cruise to raise money for his legal. Hey, I got a good idea. North Jersey News said reports that Patterson Mayor Joey Torres, I won fair and square.
He sounds like the mayor of New Jersey.
Charged $150 to $250 per person for a Hudson River Harbor cruise Thursday evening. Torres said about 300 people attended. Let's do the math.
Wow.
6, 7 grand, 8, 9 grand.
There must have been a lot of cocaine on that ship.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people going to the bathroom where they didn't really have to.
Sniffles. There are sniffles.
Hey, what's the matter, man? Oh, I got a cold. Okay. Again? He didn't not say how much money was raised, but we did the math. Torres, the three-city public works officials, are charged with conspiring to have city employees work overtime at a warehouse leased by the mayor's family, you know, family, has pleaded not guilty. Mm. Mayor says he plans to hold another legal defense at a strip club. I just said it.
I mean, how unoriginal. A corrupt politician from New Jersey?
Right.
That's hack.
What do you expect from
me? That's so hack. Those played out in the 80s.
Exactly. So what? I'm wearing an Adidas sweatsuit. I tried one of those jokes one night. I threw it out like the premise is people think I'm Italian. They'll say, you look Italian. I said, why? Because I got a pizza in my hand. Why? Because I'm eating a cannoli? Charge dismissed against man accused of stealing mom's stew.
Now, why are you going to go steal your mama's stew? She probably going to get you some.
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
She going to give you some?
Oh, are we sure she was cooking stew?
And a New Mexico man arrested for breaking into his mom's to steal her traditional New Mexican stew. That's good as shit. It's like those settler guys in the middle with the fucking macaroni and cheese.
Paul Friedman lived there in New Mexico.
You're
not making stew.
Yeah. You're right. Let's see how this goes. Who, blah, 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 blah. Last week, a state district judge dismissed charges against Jonathan Carlos Ray, who was charged in 2015 for the theft of his mother's pozole. The judge says the only witness to the alleged crime were Ray and his mother, and they're not legitimate witnesses. Police say Ray was arrested after he ignored his mother's orders to stay away from his fucking stew. According to the criminal complaint, Ray sent his mom a text message saying he wanted some of her pozole. She told him, no. Vete de aquí. No entra mi casa.
Who doesn't share their stew?
She must like that kid. Most Spanish mothers will feed you till you're fat as me.
But the charges were dismissed, so he was cleared because there weren't any witnesses to
right.
the stew thievery.
Right.
I wonder how much of it he stole. If he, like, do you run out with the pot, or do you, like, put some in a bowl and then skitter away? What?
You definitely can't carry it in your hands. Like, that's.
Yeah, I'm going to put it in my pocket.
Do you plan it? Is it preempted if, like, you come in with oven mitts ready to go?
Yeah, you got to come. That I would say I would put my own transportation together. That'd be the smartest thing to do. Yeah, I'm not dealing with the heat. I don't have to worry about the heat. I just the gloves to flip it fucking over, tank it, seal it. Some sort of pressure cooker. Yeah. You know, some sort of
You need a vessel that will close.
Yeah, I need it's got to be a really industrial sized Ziploc bag.
Mm.
Something like that, It's a lot to think about.
You need a whale man for this job.
Yeah. Hey, this isn't a one-person job. If we're going to steal that stew, I need help.
I'm going to recruit 10 people with differing skill sets.
Yeah. I got a driver. You get a guy that has a ladle.
I really want some of that stew now, though.
I know. I'm thinking about her stew.
I want stew so bad.
It's so warm. It's too warm for stew.
I know, right now. We're doing a podcast in the apartment that... Listen, you don't have air conditioning for 2 weeks. You're an attorney. What the fuck is going on here? How could this happen under your eye? What's going on?
Yeah, baby, what's going on?
So you like her sweaty? Is that the deal? Like, I love her. I love her when she's hot.
I was going to say there's two answers, but there's actually three.
Her sex drive is a bit good when the temperature's 85.
The first
it's the
one
best.
Is that Arkansas... Mm-hmm. This is true. As far as tenants' rights go, really? Ranked 50th in the nation.
Okay.
We're the lowest. We're the worst.
Yeah, so call me later, fucker. That's basically the policy.
Yeah. The other thing is...
Now, she paid her rent. I would, you know, if I was living here, I wouldn't pay the rent if my air conditioning wasn't working.
I mean...
And I could get kicked the fuck out. Like.
True. Up until... I'm not sure because I don't do real estate law, but Arkansas, at one point, had a criminal eviction statute. So it was a crime not to pay her fucking rent.
Right? Okay. Yeah.
But the other reason is, she's a strong, independent woman.
She's dealing with it.
And so I'm trying not to meddle in her affairs.
I gotcha. Okay, good move, too. She asks, right? That's a good thing. You know, listen, you talk about respect of anybody, you know, even like comedy. You know, people say, you know, I'm not... There was a moment in time I wanted to be helpful and I would make suggestions to people. Those days have fucking long gone. I if somebody asks... I'll be honest. I don't know about you guys. If somebody asks me something, I'll be honest.
Yeah. Oh, I've long been past a point of dancing around feeling. So I'm never going to go out of my way to be rude to. Okay, like, most of the time I'm not going to go out of my way to be rude to somebody. But if you directly ask me, I don't feel like I'm doing you a favor if I lie to you.
Ma'am. Yeah, but then people can't take it. That's the weird thing, you know. But you know, that's something. Listen, I always say when I started. There was one guy that gave me advice, and everybody was saying, "Yeah, you're doing great." Because basically, they're saying I look back, it was basically like, "Hey, based on where you're at, you're doing fine." Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You got a lot to learn, obviously, but keep going.
Yeah,
right.
But there was one particular guy that said, "No, dude, you're fucking horrible. You know, you got there's a lot you got to fucking learn. You know, you're and I'm like, it set the pace. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, he's right. You know, I always say I'm not stupid. You know, I'm intelligent. So, and that got me to work harder. It got me to do, you know what I mean? Like, focus in, again, to know oneself is to know God. It got me to say, what am I going to fix? What am I going to change?
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Well, and comedy is always better when you kind of have a certain amount of self-awareness, because you can't really read the audience unless you understand what the audience is reading off of you in the first place.
Okay, Doug Henning. Thank you. It's nice.
Fucking hell.
Watch me pull a fucking rabbit. Okay.
Listen.
I understand. Listen. Here's a story. Dark Side of May 4th. I guess that was the big Feel the Force or what? May the Force be with you. Thank you. Takes a millennial, I guess. Are you a millennial? Is that what we consider? Okay. And what are you? What is your social category or whatever it is?
I don't know.
You don't know? You fucking
straight white man.
Straight white
man. That was not me applauding. I just want to make that. Totally, I did not applaud.
That's how I am.
I love it. I'm a studio audience.
Yeah, I'm pre-baby. I'm post-baby. I don't know what the fuck I am either. Trust me. I'm before X and after, before, I don't know, whatever. The Dark Side of May 4th, Stormtrooper causes alarm at school.
Oh, no.
In Ashwaubenon, Wisconsin, where nothing else happens. A student dressed as a Stormtrooper for Star Wars Day prompted the evacuation of the entire high school.
Oh, no. How do you not recognize a stormtrooper?
He frightened parents, you know, the ones who don't have a fucking clue, because the costume figure entering the facility, they thought it was like, a little Colorado Columbine.
You know, stormtroopers, they have notoriously bad aim, so why would you be alarmed?
They're horrible.
I wouldn't even worry.
Isn't that the best about those? How the fuck did you become a stormtrooper? Do you have to have a number two pencil? That's the qualification of being a stormtrooper. Darth Vader's like, I don't give a fuck, just give me a lot.
That's just weird to me that there were people out there that didn't put that, who doesn't know in the modern day of the internet that May the 4th is kind of Star Warsy themed and can't put that together. I feel bad for them.
People in too many consonants, Wisconsin, or is it too many vowels?
Yeah, look at that. Ashwaubenon. Ashwaubenon.
Oh.
Jeez.
My pronunciations and reading skills are becoming a little altered. But, you know, police captain Jody Crocker makes a good pancake, says the parent did the right thing given the super suspicious situation.
Boo.
And that any perceived threat, real or otherwise, can't be taken lightly. I don't have children. I have a stepchild, but I agree with that. Fuck that. Take that stupid ass down for thinking he's a fucking stormtrooper. You know, the stormtrooper obsession is a little fucking out of hand. We get it. You want to be dark and mysterious. You know, change your fucking life. Stop fucking... Get out of the house. Stop playing on the computer. Meet some fucking... Go bowling. Ask a girl to go fucking roller skating with you. Stop being a fucking douchebag. Things you need to know. We're back in segment two.
Time out.
Yeah. I don't know. I love Star Wars. Would you like the new ones? Did you care for the new ones?
I really like the new ones.
I've only seen one of the new ones.
I saw Rogue. I kind of liked the prequel idea of it. It was interesting.
I like Rogue One, especially because everyone died at the end.
Yeah.
It's like they weren't.
It's good.
That's the one I haven't seen.
Well, bro, it's been. Dude, you've had enough fucking time at this point.
Have you seen Gone with the Wind yet?
Yeah, it's your fucking fault at this point.
He tells you, don't give a fucking damn. It's over. That's how it ends. Yeah.
I mean, whatever. I'm still going to watch it.
You already knew that, I'm sure.
I knew that lots of people die.
Well.
All right. Well, you got the point. Yeah, you got some of the clue.
I got to see that.
You didn't see it?
I love it when everybody dies. My favorite kind of movies.
Oh, Miss fucking Sunshine over here. Nice. No wonder you guys get along.
Yeah, that's what we do when we hang out. We watch movies and just hope all the characters die.
Not sure.
Philadelphia is our favorite.
He's not going to make it.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, sad story. Hungry burglar ate cheese sandwich and dill pickle before he left the house.
Huh.
In York, South Carolina, deputies in South Carolina have arrested a man who they say broke into the neighbor's house and made a sandwich.
Was it a grilled cheese sandwich or is it just a cheese sandwich? Because a dry cheese sandwich creeps me out.
I know, but to fry up everything, it's really risk-taking. The Rock Hill Herald reports, the York County Sheriff's Office says, 55-year-old Joel Puglia, well, he, no wonder he wanted a sandwich, people picked on him all his life. Hey, Pugs, it's Puglia. Okay, Pugs, it's Puglia.
Oof.
Old Joe Puglia of Rock Hill has been charged with burglary and petty larceny after the authorities said he entered the locked home on Saturday. The report lists the stolen goods as a drink of clear moonshine, Clothes Valley kosher whole dill pickle, a scoop of Nuke's pimento cheese, and two slices of bread. I mean, who could fucking blame this guy?
Well, who knows how many pickles they have? Who counts their pickles before they leave and comes back?
Wait, there's only three left.
Somebody stole my pickle.
This is household in Discord. That husband and wife have been fighting about something, and they're like,
Someone was marking the pimento cheese.
I know you ate one of my pickles.
Why is there a pickle missing, honey?
It's been downhill for a while.
The homeowner.
It was the husband. He just didn't want to admit to it. The husband stole some of the wife's food.
Yeah. He ate her leftover pimento cheese.
That's why it wasn't a grilled cheese sandwich.
No, honey, someone must have broken in here.
Some guy just took all that shit. Yeah, she's like on Richard Simmons' fucking meal deal. And he's, you know. The homeowner alerted authorities after home surveillance detected motion and had installed the cameras after noticing things going missing. Pugli, who was renting property from the homeowner, admitted to entering the home on other occasions. Pugli, who is renting property from the homeowner.
Why would you admit to entering the property on another occasion? They got you for a sandwich and a pickle.
Like, listen, I don't know how you guys roommates are, but, you know, like, wherever I had a roommate, you know, for the most part, the fridge, your shit was yours, mine was mine. Sometimes if you wanted something, you know, like, oh, you ate my cookie, you know what I mean? But don't live off it. In other words, you know what I mean? Don't like fucking just, okay, well, I want to make a sandwich. I got no bread. Nobody replaced the bread. You know what I mean? It's just that kind of shit, right? So, I mean, this guy
we
says, well, you know,
like
I
drinks or
communal beer.
Yeah, communal drinks, but like food.
Beer, so beer, if it's in there.
Basic beer.
Yeah.
Okay. It can't be anything special.
If you get something fancy, I'm not going to touch it.
Craft beers are like, don't touch it. It's for someone else.
Ask if it's craft.
All right.
Ask if it's craft. There you go. Those are words to live by.
Stuff you need to know.
Stuff you need to know. Ask if it's craft.
Ask if it's craft. Somebody's going to think you're talking about cheese.
You can have my craft cheese.
Ask if it was craft.
He didn't ask
about
shit.
You can have my craft cheese.
This guy didn't ask nothing. This guy said, just fucking broke in and, yo, you know, he says, okay, I'm renting the house down the street, and my refrigerator's here. They still hold my refrigerator because it's a security deposit.
He probably complained that his fridge wasn't running, and the landlord was like, nah, sorry.
Is your fridge running?
But at least his air conditioner works. Yeah, don't say that joke on the show.
is your fridge running?
Well, better go out and catch it.
You told me not to, and then I had to double down and say it again. That's how I live my life.
Well, that's okay. Usually on my show on Tuesday, my buddy Peter Leonard, who's a radio guy, he does comedy, he throws out every, you know. But he comes up with some, you know, he's like a bad golfer.
Oh, Harry.
Like, he'll tell jokes all the time, like, okay, and then he'll hit one that's like, that's fucking great.
Do you remember the green-haired host from last night?
Yeah.
The chick, yeah, Amber Glaze. She's actually a radio personality out here, which is why she's so just quick on
Right, yeah, she's polished.
Yeah.
So I like that as an expression as a comic when they say, you're polished.
Mm-hmm.
You know? All right. I'm thinking about polished. I haven't seen my wife in 5 days. I got a different idea. Polishing.
Gotta get back into the headlines.
Yeah, I gotta get back to the stories. Better not be something sexual. I'm gonna lose it. This is interesting.
Thing to be the most unsexual story of all
time. You're in the service industry, the food service business. Mm-hmm. Group that skipped on bar bill pays up after online shaming.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Greenfield, hey, Wisconsin, you know, another place that nothing else happens. A group that skipped out on a tab has returned to pay up after the suburban Milwaukee bar used Facebook shaming them. Shame.
Mm-hmm.
Shame.
Good.
Shame. Guys, the Lord of Game of Thrones?
Yeah. Yes.
When the fuck is it coming back?
Like October or something?
Yeah, October. What the, I thought it was coming in April.
Nah, it's sometime closer. It's like sometime in the fall.
It's like the books, man. They're never going
to... Really?
They're just like prolonging the time in between each
what
one.
What about the next section?
And they're only doing 8 episodes.
Really?
Yeah. They're shortening the number of... It hurts my heart.
I'm pushing the show because I like it. You ever seen Crashed with Peter?
We've been watching Crashing. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of his podcast.
Yeah.
Not to plug really another podcast on his
podcast. I think he's a funny dude. And
we still need to watch the final episode of the first season, but we've watched all the rest of them.
Yeah.
But
I think I watched the first 2 seasons we have on that. It's funny. My wife's a hairdresser.
I think it's only 1 season so far.
So people know I'm a comedian. Oh. You know, and these are people that are my clients as a financial advisor. You know, so I spent 20. That's what I do for a living. So it's funny that they see both of me, which is interesting because you're an attorney,
yeah,
and now in a comic. So you and I share this, we're basically a fiduciary in trust. You know, people like we can't just get pulled over in a DUI and go fuck it. I got 10 grand. No, that's gonna fuck us up.
Yeah,
it's gonna mess us up. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's interesting. I had a client one time. Went on LinkedIn and seeing that I was, you know, I don't promote my financial planning. It's all word of mouth. I only work with a select group of people that have $500,000. It's that simple.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah. So the one client was referred to me. So they went on there and saw me. Stand-up comic, radio host, actor. And, they didn't set the second appointment. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
And it was like, ugh, you know, like, really?
See, I'm lucky because I'm a tour guide, I'm an actor, I'm a server, and I'm a comedian. So none of those can really kind of fuck up the other. Nobody cares if their server...
conflict of interest.
They assume that their server is a fucking actor. And they're right, in my case, but...
Yeah, but you don't want to be sitting there, like, could you imagine some guy's in a big divorce case, and he's like, oh my god, don't worry, but I'm trying to relax. I'm really trying to relax, you know, I got to deal with this divorce. Don't worry about it, man. You got that attorney. He's going to take care of everything. And your next comic.
He's got some great jokes about being a lawyer.
The thing that's weird to me in Little Rock, as small a town as it is, really, like, I've only had one time where a client ended up at a show and saw me.
Right.
And they loved it. They were thrilled. Like, when I got off stage, they were like, I knew you weren't a serious person when I met you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, and you chose people to hire me?
People in Little Rock, it's nice. There's something really nice about being in a small city or in a mid-sized city because people are still kind of enchanted by the, like, oh, you're a comedian? Oh, you're an actor? You go to somewhere like L.A. or somewhere big, and it's like everybody's that person.
Right, yeah.
So it's not cool.
Well,
it's
you too. Like... Anyway, hey, that's all we have time here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. And it's good because I'm sweating my balls off. But I've acclimated. I feel, you know,
gotten cooler.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's nice about this Little Rock. It's like at night it gets cool. Like I love when I get into that perpetuating sweat mode where after being on stage, cause it was hot. One of those nights it was hot.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Was it Saturday night?
Yes.
I mean, I have my nice shirt on, you know, matched my shoes. That's what got the shoes, the Late Show. And I'm like, and I'm just sweating on stage. I can feel it. And I'm like, and it shows up. You know, it's like, and I'm like, And then, of course, after the show, I can't stop. So now my back, you know, looks like I, you know, just was on the treadmill for a while. And I'm like, well, that's it. So Tyler took me back to the condo to change shirts.
Nice.
I was like, yeah, shirt 2. Replace. Now I got to, you talk about, I only got like four left. I got three shows in Wichita.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got three left. You're right. I'm good. I think I got four left. Whatever. I'm all right. As long as I don't drop them on the way to the car.
There you go. Well, and there should be a washer and dryer in each condo.
I don't
right?
wash these shirts. These are, you know.
Nice shirts. Right. You don't buy your clothes at Goodwill like I do.
I don't shop at Target or, you know, all the other shirts from Target. I love my superhero collection. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. If you are in Wichita, by the way, tomorrow night, Wednesday, Wise Guys Comedy Show, you know, the thing I produce out in Coral Springs, very funny show. My buddy Elgin David from MTV's Wild and Out will be your host. Your feature, Alex Maurizio. You talk about a guy, he is a surgeon in Miami who's also a comedian.
Wow.
Interesting. And, of course, Ron Feingold will be your headliner. And, of course, by the way, Wichita, Little Rock, I'll be there. Little Rock. I'm coming back. Do you guys hear it? I'm going to be at Little Looney Bin in Wichita this Thursday through Saturday. Come out and say that you heard it on the show, and they probably won't give a fuck. follow our show at Wake Up Dougie on Twitter, and follow me on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous and on Instagram. How about you guys?
You can follow me on Twitter and Snapchat at Kaylawa. That's KAYLAWAA. And you can find me on Instagram at Kayla's_cats_comedy. Post lots of pictures of my very cute cats.
Yeah.
You can find me on pretty much any social media at Oglewhelmed. O-G-L-E, Whelmed.
Oh, I think the attorney thinking of something smart. Anyway, thanks for listening. I don't know if we're going to have a show tomorrow. It depends on, I'll be by myself in my blue ball. So with that type of time and interest, who knows what I'll decide to do. But hopefully we will. If not, we'll play a replay. Me, Jim Florentine, and the Reverend Bob Levy. Very funny segment from a couple of years ago in the studio back there. Thanks for listening, guys. Take care. See you here next time at the same spot.
People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled through the world on a silvery light. The people of the Earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground. Through the door to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes with the children of